Even before Katie said it, I thought it was a really good idea.
In a little while, yeah.
I'm a kind of a thought leader in my house.
I'm Alex.
Hey everyone, I'm Alex. That's what I sound like. I'm a thought leader.
I'm Cartoon Network, Alex Patak.
Leader of thoughts.
I'm Tom from Toonami. Final Fantasy X gets an 8 out of 10. What do you think Tom from Toonami's up to now?
Are you in Final Fantasy VII Remake?
Doing radio ads.
That too, yeah.
Did you know what Tom stood for?
No.
Toonami Operations Module.
Cute.
And he's gone from being a cute guy to like a really cool guy.
Yeah, I remember when he like went from like being chibi to like Sonic X'd out.
Yeah. Right. You kind of like the idea is like the children are getting older and maybe they want to fuck Tom.
No.
Like they can't, but maybe they want to because they're kind of like coming out, their bodies are coming alive and they're watching Yu Yu Hakusho. And
who are we to say no?
Who are we to say no?
As a society.
Love is love.
Exactly.
I don't.
Love is love, Katie. And
I don't. I don't.
Tom is also currently the host of Toonami Latin America, so he's still getting work on another continent, which kind of sounds like somebody running away from something.
What does that sound like? If anyone...
It sounds like maybe he had a job here for a while and then suddenly had to get out of Dodge quick.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
And he was not welcome. Places with strict age of consent laws all of a sudden. And then he's like, hey, everybody.
Do you break into voice acting if you're not already famous?
I'm Argentina's Toonami representative.
I feel like you should do that, Alex. And then take me with you. I just want to work from home.
Do voice acting?
Yeah.
I'm so ready, Katie. Don't know how to do it. Everyone I've talked to who's done it has been like, well, you can only do ads and I can get you on a cheese commercial. And I'm like, that is not at all what I'm interested in doing.
They paid me enough. I wouldn't care. I'd be like, I love Kroger Cheddar Barrel.
I'm addicted to Kroger, and I'm a little cartoon guy.
Mommy, I only want to eat animals.
My name's Bucky the Turtle, and I can't get enough Yoplait. I get it all in my hard turtle beak.
My yeasty vagina would not stop being super yeasty until I got Activia. Activia.
I'm gonna try one kind of from a different direction but the same spirit to it, kind of following like a Tom oeuvre, like how Tom would do it. So he'd be like, you ever have an itchy pussy stopping you from gaming because you're so itchy down there
constantly?
Always.
That's why I don't have a Twitch stream. It's just, I'm twitching from this itching puss.
Trying to go on twitch.com, but instead you're twitching for your nasty puss.
That's why
it's Activia.
Oh my god, it's so good.
I'm also, you can't see me, but I'm wearing a space suit and I look really cool.
Time to do handstands in the shower?
Please don't do that, vagina owners. That will mess up your pH pretty bad. Hey, welcome back to another episode of Ballin' Out
Game Time.
You won.
You win.
Another episode of Ballin' Out Game Time.
Game over.
Gamers, we love to gamble. We love to ball. We love to...
out
flick of the control, the shuffle of the deck. We just can't fucking get enough.
We can't get enough. We're addicted.
Help.
I've help, please.
My life savings on microtransactions on Snoopy Puzzle Adventure. Is the cat so loud?
I just got yelled at for clicking my AirPod head shell thing too many times, which Alyssa could hear in the other room.
Oh my God, you're such a pain in the ass.
I got blasted. But yes, it is balling out game time. I backed my friend Katie up on this.
Oh, thanks. Mm-hmm. Thanks for the backup.
It's me. I'm Alex. I'm not really in a spacesuit, and I don't really have an itchy pussy.
Wow. You really transported me there. I really thought you had an itchy pussy.
The role of the actor. The role of the actor is to create fictions.
That's certainly the role.
To live in a world of what if.
I created life. Too.
Lawson is also here. Lawson Leong.
I create life.
And I Lawson listen. Creates life. And that's right, everyone.
In the second half of the sentence.
My man, Eddie straight Redmayne? Up.
Sorry. Yeah. Hey, everybody.
My man, straight here. Up Shakespeare Tempest mode.
Don't let me into my mode.
Don't let me into my mode.
I'm definitely in my mode.
Uh oh. There's conflict on this wizard island. All right, so back to reviewing the different models of Tom. So after the one you're familiar with from Peak Toonami, they give him like a goofy one where he looks like Sackboy or something.
Gosh.
What are you talking about?
Oh. All right, I'm going to send you a picture.
Yeah. All
right, so this has every version of Tom on it.
I've opened the chat.
It's taking me a second because I have to clack the keys from my giant spacesuit.
Clackety click. Clickety
clack. Clackety click. Up next is Shago.
All right. We got so many Toms up in this bitch. I didn't know there was more than two.
Let's review from left to right. We start with Chibi Tom.
Okay. I'm pulling up the.
Clicking the image. Okay, yeah. Now, that's the one of my childhood.
They're saying here that Tom is a sardonic, wisecracking personality matrix downloaded to a robot show, but he was originally a beta droid that was chosen by Moltar to be the captain of the ghost planet. So Moltar is involved in a way.
What the fuck is this one with a face in the middle? I've never seen that
before.
That's
what I'm saying. He looks like a sack boy ass.
Yeah, why was this a thing? I don't understand.
Yeah, I've
he
never
also had different
seen
voice
that.
Actors, even though I only knew him as Steve Blum, who is the iconic Cowboy Bebop Spike.
Of course.
And not Kakashi. He's the Mist Ninja.
Zabuza. You mean
Zabuza? He's Zabuza, the devil.
Yes, the devil. From the mist or something like that.
He's a shark. He's a vicious shark.
Yeah.
But he's also Tom, is what we're saying. Oh, okay.
Oh,
so
no, Kisame. Kisame was the shark. Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever. We're not talking about that right now. But what we're talking about is, so the first Tom is very small. He looks like half the height of the other Toms. Yeah. And he's just a sequence of orbs. In like 1999, I think this was the best you could make a robot look.
Do you want to build a robot?
Do you want to build a robot?
I just can't get over this, like, on top of Thomas the Tank Engine looking motherfucker. He's so upsetting. I've never seen this before.
The open faced one?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like taking off Boba Fett's helmet. Like, why
Tom
would you?
Tom 4.
Yeah, so all of the Toms are wearing helmets with a visor down that makes them look like they're, like, snowboarding or something, except this one guy. Who's the fourth iteration of Tom? That's like, we decided Tom is a Lego or some shit. He's
Tom
like
needs
messed
to have
up
a
looking.
Face. He's the face of the brand. We need a
Who
face.
Who are our
the
children
brand.
Connecting with?
They need to look into his eyes, deep into his beady eyes, so they can connect and feel something.
They don't know who's really introducing Samurai Champloo.
They must know.
They can't connect with it. And he had the same voice too, so he's like a goofy ass, but he has like a cool guy voice. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it's really upsetting.
Chibi Tom, cool Tom, big boy Tom, open face Tom, back to cool guy,
back to Tom. Cool Tom. And then
Dark
kind of
Tom.
Yeah, okay, so this is the last Tom we should discuss. So three of the versions are like different Halo guys, and then last the one looks like he's been corrupted in some way.
I'm Darth Halo Tom.
He has like a purple suit and his face is just darkness.
I didn't know Toonami was even still a thing. That still exists?
Yeah, they brought it back.
Sure. Why
they
not?
Brought it back.
I don't have cable, bro.
It's late night.
Well, I just have this a is series what you're missing. Of streaming channels like an adult.
You could be watching Tom.
My good in his friend.
Best form yet.
I just can't get over open face Tom. Missed the tank engine there. And
wait, guys. They have Wikipedia entries for every version of Tom.
Of course they do.
Yeah, this is Wiki fandom.
Yeah.
Okay, so Tom 4.
Hyperfixation goes to thrive.
Uh-huh, absolutely. We need that lore pipe, Alex. Hit us with it.
Tom 4 was the fifth host of Toonami and the fourth incarnation of Tom after Tom 3. And he was in service for a year and a half from 2007 to 2008. And
short-lived.
The show Toonami was canceled after he left. That's how bad a job Tom 4 did. Very important to include, like Katie said, some fans have commented that Tom 4's face resembles Thomas the Tank Engine's. And then everyone stopped watching the channel because they were so upset.
Nobody wants
guy.
To fuck Thomas the Tank Engine. Look at Toms 2 and 3. They wanted to fuck those Toms.
They wanted to fuck those Toms. Or at least maybe have Tom in the room while they're fucking.
Yeah. They want Tom to watch.
They want Tom to be involved in some way, and they're confused how.
God damn it, make Tom fuckable again. And then we got Tom 5.
Well, they'd have the helmet on, baby.
Keep the helmet on.
Leave the helmet
on. Keep the helmet on.
Brock Sampson style. Let's go.
Do
you think Dark Tom would give me his number?
Yeah, you should go for it.
He's kind of like a bad boy. I don't know.
Tom 5. Misunderstood. I feel like you should just go. Go for it. What's the worst that can happen, Alex?
I don't know. I'm scared.
You should
I'm
just
scared
do
he'll
it.
Kill me. He's so dark.
He's pretty dark.
Oh, I heard he volunteers at the animal shelter. He's like actually a really nice guy.
Yeah, he's there to kill the dogs.
He puts them down. His bare hands. He likes the way it feels when their life leaves their
yeah. They keep telling me to use a special shot. I say, I got two good hands right here. I have this wall of hammers. What would I use this shot for?
My left hand is special, right hand shot. Boom. There's
this podcast is taking a weird turn, fellas.
Sorry. You know how I get when I'm discussing Toonami's host, Tom, and his different forms?
Yeah, you get so dark.
Yeah. It brings out a sicko version of me. I hear the Linkin Park in my head, and I just transform. Starts with Tom thing.
Don't know why.
That's all I got. Katie has put her mic down at this point.
Katie's tapped out. She's submitted from the podcast.
Should we talk about
sometimes I just gotta let the men I platform male voices and I'm let you guys have time to shine.
Thank
God someone
men.
Does in this day and age.
I'm really brave. I'm not like other girls, okay?
Except men's stories.
Pizza and platforming male voices because
damn it.
Without men, who would tell me how to be a woman?
Who would tell her how to be a woman? Katie,
so
thank
true.
You.
Thank
yeah,
you
for,
welcome.
For
thank you for
eating
your bravery.
Pizza.
Thank you for
I had
your...
pizza for lunch. I'm a guy. It's a guy thing.
I'm hungry. Don't we have segments on the show?
We absolutely do, Katie. And this is actually a big week for that.
Whoa.
Well, there's a new segment, and I don't know what it is because we haven't done it yet, but Lawson's going to tell us all about it right now.
Yeah, it's a new segment, everybody. Welcome to Lawson's Lies About Cards.
Lawson or Lyson?
Lawson or Lyson was or the Lyson. Name we agreed on in the text.
Did we agree?
There was a quorum.
Okay. I don't think I... I don't think I made
it's
it to the forum.
It's called Lawson or Lyson. Please explain the premise.
It's called Lawson or Lyson. Here's the deal, bowling out fans and friends. I have come up with, I looked up a bunch of real Yu-Gi-Oh cards, and then I also made up a bunch of fake Yu-Gi-Oh cards. Now, for the sake of this, they're all monster cards, so they're not like, they're all
no
monster.
Magic.
Yeah, okay, no magic, no traps. Perhaps on a later day.
Guess if it's real or not.
Yeah, you have to guess if the card name I give you is a real Yu-Gi-Oh card or if I'm lying to you.
Can we ask any follow-up questions about what it is, or we just get the name?
You can. I'll be honest with you. I only mostly noted the names, but you can have follow-up.
Can you? Well, because do you have their attacks or anything?
I have a couple of them.
Okay. He has a couple of the attacks, the definitely real ones. Now,
can I ask you what they look like?
Sure.
Describe their visual.
Sure, yeah.
Art. Okay.
My question is, what does Lyson look like? Is it Lawson with a mustache?
Oh yeah, he's got the Dick Dastardly like pointy beard.
he strokes it between his fingers while chuckling to himself.
But always. It's basically the same guy, just like a pointy beard and bushier eyebrows.
Yeah,
truth is just the lies we've chosen to believe. Anyway, what are these cards?
Well, I'm so glad you asked. As I go to the thing. First card up on the docket here. Blazing Dragon.
Blazing Dragon.
Blazing Dragon.
Is this a real card or a card I made up?
And it's another dragon. I mean, they love dragons in Yu-Gi-Oh.
The fact that it's a dragon makes me think it could be real. But Blazing Dragon, is it like a weed-themed dragon?
Oh, this dragon's fucked up. I'm going to say it's probably real. I feel like blazing is like a card term.
Yeah, this seems like something out of the mind of Joey Wheeler himself.
Blazing Dragon, so you guys are both saying real?
Yes.
I'm saying real.
Blazing Dragon is a fake card.
What the fuck?
Shit. Was that
Lyson this entire time?
It was Lyson the whole time.
You
Lyson,
bitch.
Lyson struck in the night.
Don't embarrass me on my talk radio program.
Yeah, Lyson strikes. That's okay. So you guys are over one, but you know, there's more on the board. I don't know. How many of these should we do, Alex? Five?
Do
four?
Five?
Four?
Yeah.
Four or five? Okay.
Katie immediately drops the number.
Let's do four. Four seems fair. Okay. How about, let's go Acorno.
Acorno?
Acorno, spelled like acorn with an O at the end.
It's an
that
acorn
sounds
man.
Fake.
Acorno.
I don't know, man. I mean, they've had some pretty fucking stupid shit on this show.
What was the name of the guy today?
And Digimon, they always do that where they're like Fun Beemon or whatever.
This one's Tweezelbop. Garoozies.
Yeah, there was Garoozies.
But yeah, it's like an acorn themed monster.
It is a plant type.
A plant type? Do they have types?
Kinda.
They bring it up in the show sometimes, but it's always for some bullshit way that I can't imagine as part of the
like, they're like, this is the they only do dinosaur types, which is a thing that suddenly exists.
Fire attacks are double effective against acorn type. Because of how acorns work.
Hey.
I think this is fake. This is another one of Lyson's misdirections.
Okay, you guys both say fake, and it is real. It is a real card.
Come on!
This show sucks.
I'm calling the police.
Acorno, he has, like, okay, he's got hair and green eyes and, like, boxing gloves, and he has 200 attack and 400 defense, and he's a plant type.
I'm looking it up right
now. Acorno? And he's like an Italian acorn?
Oh my god,
acorn?
He's so fucking stupid.
It's a real card.
Oh my god, I hate it.
Why did they even
ugly.
Give him eyeballs?
I don't know.
I like how Yu-Gi-Oh! Is like, they sometimes try to go a Pokemon route, but they're like, what if Pokemon weren't even a little bit charming or cute? Like, what if it just sucked and was ugly?
What if the Pokeballs suck? I'm madder than I've ever been right now.
Well, there's still, I guess we're doing two more. There's still a chance to get on the board.
Okay. I mean, we don't have a winner yet.
So. Sure. So that's, yeah. Okay. How about balloon lizard?
See, after Acorno, I'm traumatized. Because I feel like Acorno has now opened up a sea of possibility.
Right?
Where,
it's hard to say.
Where previously I would not believe balloon lizard could be an attack. But now I'm like, there was that like turtle tank. Like, I'm going to say real. I'm going to say balloon lizard is real.
I think balloon lizard is fake and sad, honestly.
No, I love balloon lizard. He's my friend.
You're falling for Acorno's
balloons.
You're falling right into Acorno's yard of delusion.
Okay, so Katie says real. Alex says fake.
That's right.
So someone will get on the board here either way. Balloon lizard is real.
Come on.
Shit.
Oh, what would that even look like? That's not even a good name.
I'm so glad you asked.
Balloon lizard?
If you Google balloon lizard, I think you will not be surprised. He is a reptile type. 500 attack, 1900 defense. He's a tank card.
Okay, but he doesn't look like a balloon.
Well, he looks like a lizard who has some issues.
I was kind of hoping it would just be like a gecko with a balloon tied to it. Now, this is good too.
Far be it my place to body shame. However, I'm concerned about balloon lizard and whoever's taking care of him.
How does he move?
Exactly.
He floats. He's a balloon.
His feet can't touch
the ground. How does he propel himself through farts?
I don't know why he has limbs. That's a good question, but he flies around.
He's got T-Rex legs, essentially.
I can't believe I got that right.
Losing to Katie at Lawson or Lyson.
Really opened up the fucking door.
He opened up this pit. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's do two more. Do you got two more?
Two more? Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I'll just tell you.
Lawson stayed up all night creating. Well,
because I didn't note all the stats for all of them, so I have 15 of each. I had 15 fake and 15 real. So.
Wow, this is easily a year's worth of content. The Lawson or Lyson circuit.
I wanted to get all the way early. So, okay. So next one, Yadaro, wandering monster.
Yadaro.
See, that sounds specific, and that makes me think it's real. Like, I don't think you could come up with a name like Yadaro.
I'm going to say it's fake because I believe in Lawson's creative prowess. He's been watching anime his whole damn life.
In a million years, you could never come up with Yadaro.
And he plays Dungeons & Dragons, so you know he's got a mind for monsters.
Lawson doesn't have what it takes.
I believe
to know
he does.
About Yadaro. Now Lyson, maybe he could come up with something like that, but I pray this is not one of his dark creations.
Lyson's so, such a dastardly fiend.
Honestly, just because he's not here, I'm gonna say it, I hate Lyson. He misleads me so often.
I always fall for him. I always fall for a Lyson.
What's he always laughing about?
Wait, so which one is, sorry, which one, who's saying, Katie's saying,
I say he's real, and Katie says he's fake.
Katie's saying fake.
I'm saying it's a Lyson creation.
Lyson
Productions.
When it comes to Yadaro, comma, wandering monster, that's a fake car.
Come on.
However,
eat it.
Asterisk is, it's actually a Magic the Gathering card.
That is outside of the. This is one of Lyson's tricks.
It's not a Yu-Gi-Oh card. It's
we have to stick to the property.
One of my partners plays the Magic card, like stock market they have. I knew all that information I've been absorbing was gonna come in handy. Finally,
what is this show of? Is this a Yu-Gi-Oh show or just a show of lies? That's what I want to know.
It's a show
God,
of lies,
Alex,
now.
You're so naive. You're just babe in the woods. You're just season a two of little baby that's like goo goo gaga. I trust Lyson.
Season two of Lawson or Lyson, there has to be rules and regulations. This is out of control and people are getting hurt.
I win, finally. Where's my prize? Send me
cheese. Wait, there's one more round.
Send me
one more round.
if yeah, we do one more, I mean, Katie I will still win. But
I still win.
So Alex has a chance to get on the board here.
Maybe this one wins it all, though.
Okay.
I mean, it's up to you guys, I guess. I don't know if you want to double or nothing.
Maybe this one's actually worth the most points of them
yeah,
all.
Yeah, let's do Yu-Gi-Oh! The TV show rules. This one's worth it all for some reason.
My field power bonus gives me more points.
Okay, if that's the case, since this one's actually important, I will say, how about Battle Footballer?
Real.
That's right.
100% real. It's in the real world and it's in Yu-Gi-Oh! Battle Footballer. Battle Footballer. Say his name.
Battle Footballer.
Battle Footballer.
Oh man.
Did I make that up? Or did
I stutter?
It's gonna be real. And I'm gonna be so mad about it. I'm saying real.
Alex says real. Katie says real. When it comes to Battle Footballer, he is real.
I knew it.
Oh my god.
The machine type, and he has attack 1000, defense 2100.
Why is he a machine type?
I don't know. He's a machine. He's a android football.
Oh my god, this game sucks. This is a shitty card game. Why in a world of Pokemon?
Oh, I thought you meant my game. Yeah.
And Magic the Gathering, would you choose to play Yu-Gi-Oh?
I don't know. When Legends of Runeterra is out there right now with an exciting new expansion coming out this February 15th, I can't think of a goddamn reason.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Get amorous with your loved one over a game of Legends of Runeterra,
ooh,
the card game.
Baby, I'm getting you some Mecha Yordles out of love.
That was Lost in Her License, everybody. Final tally is Katie Rose Leon, 3 points. Alex with tag, 1 point. We'll see you next time for Lost in Her License.
From downtown.
Let's go.
Wow, that's a hit segment if I've ever heard one.
Damn. We'll Yu-Gi-Oh! I knew Yu-Gi-Oh! Was silly, but I didn't know how fucking dumb it was. It's like some of the dumbest shit.
I'm calling my state senator to have them ban Magic the Gathering cards from Lawson or Lyson. Never felt more betrayed.
I wanted to do one trick thing, so yeah.
It's too far, Lawson. It's a bridge too far, even for me. I'm disgusted right now.
You've crossed a lot of bridges in your day, Alex.
There's nothing I like better to do than cross these things.
But this bridge.
I love getting over bodies of water.
Mm-hmm. It's fantastic.
I guess it's time to talk about Yu-Gi-Oh!
Well, Yu-Gi-Oh! Episode 24. This happened this episode. Face off part three. But also no one ever takes their face off. So in the recap, we get the recap, what ends with Yugi saying, "Let's finish this Kaiba," which he says a lot. And what's the card that he drew, everybody? What's the card that Yu-Gi-Oh! Has drawn to save the day?
Oh, yeah, because last episode he was in a corner because Kaiba had created the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon.
Which is three Blue Eyes White Dragons with three heads.
One body.
Three heads.
And you're saying, is it better than playing three Blue Eyes White Dragon? No. It's actually far worse than doing that.
And once again, I have to ask, what are the physical properties of these holograms? Because I thought it was just like watching a movie or something, but this episode posits they have physical real-world effects.
They're real guys. And we love them, and they're dangerous.
I hate this show and its lack of rules.
Yeah.
Sometimes I mean, know whether I'm watching Yu-Gi-Oh! Or Lawson or Lyson. That's what I ask myself.
The show lies to you.
The show that lies to you. And so, anyway, but all I'm saying is at the end of last episode, there was a dramatic moment where he put his arm all the way out and drew one card. And then we waited 1 week to find out what the card was.
He drew a card as if a lady enacting a dance from Swan Lake. Like, yeah. He just gracefully drew it outward. And the reveal is that it is Karibo.
Karibo.
Not only does he play this Karibo, this motherfucker plays him in attack mode. What the
Karibo.
Fuck?
Karibo, the lowest statted minion in the game. No self-respecting duelist would ever include.
He basically, played a Goldeen, right?
Is that what I'm to understand? Magikarp.
Well, it's not a Goldeen, it's a Karibo.
It's a Magikarp, more than a Goldeen.
Okay, it's a Magikarp. Yeah. And Karibo is a, dust sprite with feet. Like, it's like a pencil topper from the 90s.
Basically. He's a fuzzy little guy.
Yeah.
And
he's a fuzzy ball.
I saw him on the field, and I was like, that's interesting, Karibo, and Yugi's so confident about it. I thought for sure he would switch, because the theme is magic, right? He would switch the attack power of the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon with Karibo, make a Mega Karibo. That seemed like the obvious move here, but that's not what happens.
It is not. Joey proclaims, what can Yugi be thinking playing that little guy? As well as his other friends who don't believe in him anymore.
We were all sitting there wondering.
In Brooklyn, might makes right.
I know.
That's why Joey is how he is.
Yeah, you guys learned that in the harsh streets of Park Slope.
I'm always super harsh. Brawling outside.
Yeah. Well, sometimes in a street fight, the street fight's back, Katie.
The street fight's back.
Yugi's like, just kidding, and I'm also gonna play Multiply. And the thing about Multiply is this fucking bullshit.
It's very vague what this card does. So it has like a Gengar on it, and what it does is if you have a little guy, it makes infinite numbers of them, but like in a way where it's like it makes the game time based now.
Yeah, if they're weak, they can make they're literally they're infinite. So then you just can't lose. Basically.
It's a real-time battle system. You get like the Final Fantasy VII time gauge now.
You stand there with the sword and the bar fills up.
Kaiba is confused too. He's like, this isn't part of the same game that I play. I think he's just making shit up.
And then, here's the thing. Even though I play Karibo in attack mode, I guess all the other Karibos are in defense mode.
But also so it's a card game.
Yes.
How does this play out? Like, when you don't have holograms, how does this play out?
There's Karibos. There's unlimited Karibos.
How do you prove that there's...
I make it for the Karibos. Like,
there's
using
no
your
way
imagination.
There's no way they would make a card that would make unlimited anything, because it would be impossible to calculate in
for
a scenario.
Well, guess what, Katie?
Yeah.
You want to take a Karibo home with you? You can. There's unlimited of them now.
Oh yeah.
There's a billion Karibos. Also, it's been my understanding if your monster gets destroyed, you lose the leftover attack damage as health.
Yes. If it's in attack mode.
Explain this next segment to me.
So also I will say, as someone who played a lot of token decks in Magic, I feel Yugi's energy here, and I was on board with him making infinite guys. I love making infinite guys, it's hilarious. But also, the fact you can do it with two cards is bullshit. And also, you play the Karibo in attack mode, but though the infinite ones are in defense mode, I guess, because when Kaiba Neutron blasts them, it doesn't damage Yugi's life points. It just kills like half of them. Because
there's too many Karibos. And then he gets frustrated. He gets like kind of mad and just keeps doing it.
Yeah. Kaiba exclaims, hairballs.
He's right though. He's right to say it.
He's right to say it. And then Yugi says, aha, I have infinite furry protectors. That's what he calls
That's
them.
Right, Kaiba. My furry protectors outnumber the stars themselves.
if this wasn't enough bullshit, then Yugi's like, also, I got three cards that will destroy your immortal infinite dragon. And Kaiba's like, no, you don't. Yugi's like, yeah, I do. I got Mammoth Graveyard.
Polymerization. All right, someone explain to me how this fucking works.
I would love to, Kenny. I would love nothing more. Mammoth Graveyard is an undead card, like Bones.
Fact.
Right? Bones.
Like Bones.
Yeah. And Polymerization.
The child.
Which, you know, people keep polymerizing. It seems good to have that card. And Living Arrow. So here's the thing about Living Arrow. It doesn't actually work like this in the actual game, apparently. Mm. In the show, you can use the arrow and shoot it into Kaiba's dragon. And because the Mammoth Graveyard is undead, it starts to decay. And as Kaiba says, who's the world champion, by the way, Kaiba says, what's a living arrow?
He's never lost a game.
That's like, when he said that, I was like, wait, is this like an invent? Like, did Yugi just draw this and throw it in the deck? Like,
did you make up this card? I've never heard of this card.
It's a fake, it's a proxy that his grandpa made, put in his deck. It's like, in case anyone ever fucks with you.
You explain to me again how it makes any sense that I get minus attack power every turn because it's an elephant skeleton. How does that make any sense?
Well, yeah. I don't think it does. I don't think this makes any sense. This is some bullshit.
It really makes no fucking
Yugi
sense.
Yugi explains.
Also, like,
yeah.
It's elementary.
What, was that a monster? The elephant graveyard?
The elephant was a monster, yeah.
And so wouldn't that just make his thing stronger?
No,
like,
because it's undead.
It couldn't be less true.
Because it's undead, it makes it decay.
It has 1,400 dead points, which are like negative life points.
Yeah.
And so every turn, the 6,000 power dragon gets minus 1,400 life points. And then Kaiba is just like, fuck it. I pass three turns.
Kaiba,
I do nothing.
Kaiba,
ever again.
His inner monologue. And here's the thing. And every turn, he gets to draw a card. Allegedly, that's how this game works. But instead, every turn, Kaiba's like, well, I'm Barry Allen. I have to try. And so he just keeps neutron blasting as his dragon gets weaker and weaker and shittier neutron blast after shittier neutron blast.
Not
and
to mention,
like, no, it's still not working.
I don't fucking get it. Not to mention, Yugi is playing like four cards every turn and he's just like, I'm so fucking mad.
Kaiba,
there's too many amiibos.
Kaiba, after making the Blue Eyes Ultimate Dragon, I think he literally forgot how the card game worked.
Yeah.
He just is like, no, it's my only creature. I can't play
He's
any
riding
other cards.
Too high. I mean, it's a big dragon. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's We've a all pretty been cool there. Dragon.
Now, Kaiba's next move is maybe my favorite move by any duelist in the entire show.
Bandit Keith provides some commentary saying, I never thought I'd see Kaiba get outfoxed. Yeah. He's like,
what
does
he say? He's like, this is a hell of a way to spend the morning.
Yeah, he does say that too, yeah.
Which, like, the whole conceit of this tournament is that once you be the first one to get into the castle to fight Pegasus and then you win. So he has the ability to go in. He's just like taking a detour. He's like taking the long. He's like, oh, I'll just watch this whole thing before I go and win all this money.
Well,
like,
it's a castle.
Weird.
So there's a wonderful second floor, like, arrow tower he can just sit in and watch children fight from.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're in the tournament, you might as well take the time.
That's the thing about Bandit Keith. He likes to watch, you know?
He likes to watch.
Joey Wheeler says, guess three heads aren't better than one after all.
Got him.
Because
the dragon has three heads.
He fucking nailed it, bro.
Joey is trying. I mean, it's really three heads versus infinite heads. So
yeah, true. Yeah,
misleading.
It's very misleading mathematically. I guess infinite heads are better than three heads. Would have been a better.
There are a million amiibos, so you have to count that.
Kaiba's in a monologue. He thinks to himself, "I remember." Watching this as a kid, he goes, I will not, cannot be defeated. I just remember always being like, man, I wish I could say that to someone one day.
Yeah.
I wish I would have any reason at all
You're the only thing holding yourself back from that dream, Lawson. I say it all the time.
Next episode, you should have Lyson come out and scream that at us.
That seems like something Lyson would say.
That's some shit he would say. So Kaiba, he's got a vision. Here's the thing. There's no guns allowed in the show, but he can have a vision of Mokuba being absorbed into an undead, decaying fucking dragon. That was harrowing.
Dark shit. Yeah, like Evangelion cutscene. Yeah. Was part of this. And then his head's popping out and he's like, why? Why, Seto?
Why, Seto?
And he's I'm like, just a smothered. Little guy.
And then little Seto looks back at him and says, you're rotten to the core, Seto, just like that dragon.
Yeah, oh,
Seto's got some shit. You know, he's acting like he survived that ego shatter that Yugi did to him, but clearly not.
There's damage there. There's trauma.
Yeah, he's pretty fucked. And meanwhile, Yugi's like, hey, Kaiba hasn't taken a turn in like 5 minutes, so I'm just gonna take another turn. He draws Celtic Guardian.
The assumptions people do about where turns end in this match is out of control. People are just like guessing whenever there's a moment of silence that they get to go. It's wild.
I guess it's my turn now. Fuck it. Celtic Guardian. Celtic Guardian is stronger than the ultimate because it's been decayed. So basically, he puts him at point game. Cuts the head off.
He puts him in check.
In check.
Kaiba's gloats. He goes, oh, Yugi, this next move will be my last, but it's not with any card. And then he walks over to the ledge and goes, I'm going to fucking kill myself. I'm gonna jump off of here and fucking die.
Kaiba is like, I have one move left. And he goes to the edge and he's like, if you do a move that attacks my dragon, it'll knock me off and kill me. And that's when I was like, are these attacks for real? I don't understand. I thought it was just like playing a video game. Like that.
You can see the emotional trauma. Katie is gonna blast him. He's gonna cover his eyes and go no, and then he's gonna fall backwards 40 feet onto stone and break every bone in his body.
I just don't understand the actual struggle here. I would just beat him, and if he jumped, that's his own choice. Like, I don't get it.
No, because the whoosh of the Celtic Guardian sword, it makes a whoosh.
There's a whoosh? I didn't realize there was real effects happening here. Well, there's like rumble packs. Like, yeah, what the fuck's happening?
They're all rumble packed, yeah. If he cuts through someone, they have to cover their face.
He's phrasing it like, I'll be pushed off, but it's really like, I'm going to commit suicide if you beat me in this game. I have nothing to live for anymore.
Babe, I swear to God.
I swear it. I'm so fucking twisted.
It would have been funny if Kaiba was like, the attack will knock me off the ledge. And Yugi's just like, I'm just going to turn animations off. And now we're all set. Okay.
You have a lot of people who love you, Kaiba.
I do love how Feral Yugi was just like, who gives a fuck?
He doesn't.
Correctly so, I might add.
He's chosen violence. So, Kaiba.
Yugi has the power of being older than 14.
Kaiba, my favorite quote from Kaiba is he goes, I still have a strategy. Wait, did Kaiba think he was going to do this before the duel happened? Like, was he like, oh, if I'm about to
when
lose,
in doubt,
I'll threaten to kill myself. It's like, is this like a thing he's done before? He's like,
probably.
Hey, Kaiba, you haven't been accepted into the university. He's like, oh, really?
We'll see about that. When I swallow poison.
What if I told you my dad's important?
I'll threaten to kill myself.
I'm so fucking sad all the time.
It didn't work on my ex-girlfriend. She's still left.
I hate her. And myself.
He also says, okay, the wording is, the resulting shockwave might knock me off the ledge. I'm like, what do you mean might? Like, what is
that's what I'm saying? Like,
50-50?
He doesn't even say it's gonna happen for sure.
Goes, it's abuse. Might he's emotionally abusing Yugi.
So then Yugi's like, I fucking hate you, Kaiba, you're a dickhead. And then Kaiba's like, oh yeah? Well, here's Reborn the Monster. And So then Yugi has an internal struggle with the Pharaoh. He's like, Yami's like, I must, but Yugi's like, I can't. Yami's like, we have to, and Yugi's like, but we can't. And then the Celtic Guardian just looks sad.
Yeah, the Celtic Guardian's like, are we still playing basketball? Or like, what am I, how does the game work?
You brought me out. Let me do my slicing.
Yeah, can I cut him yet? Is basically what the Celtic Guardian's asking.
There's so much happening in this episode that it just makes you skip right over the fact Reborn the monster just revives one head on a dead dragon.
Right, which, and then when it's revived, it's at, like, full power. It made no fucking sense.
It's literally a head on a dead body. It looks weird.
It looked really weird. So, anyway, Taya runs at Yugi. So the Pharaoh was in the theater. He fucking gives no shits. He's just like, yeah, I'm about to kill this man. Celtic Guardian attack. And Taya, in her infinite wisdom, runs over in slow motion.
In slow motion.
Yugi, no, you can't do it, Yugi. Don't do it. And then Yugi...
And is everybody worried that she's going to get hit by the blast? Is that a concern?
Were we supposed to care? I didn't.
It's weird as a card game because he goes, Celtic Guardian attack, which if it's a card is like, you did it. But instead there's like a movie, so Celtic Guardian has to run over there. And then
you
he's like...
You can stop the animation halfway through, apparently. Yeah.
You get the option to cancel for long combos.
That's what I'm saying. This whole episode is so full of shit like that. It made me so angry.
Hey, attack! Just kidding. Anyway, then Yugi falls to his knees and yells, "Stop!" And the show really wants you to feel the weight of this moment. Yugi falls to his knees in defeat. And then Kaiba just mercilessly lightning blasts the Celtic Guardian. And Kaiba takes this... I got this shit on Kaiba. Kaiba takes this win. Like, he really accomplished some shit.
He really takes it in stride.
He's the world champion, was undefeated. And he takes this win as if he's like, yeah, I'm the best.
I have a new move in my roster. Threatening self-harm.
It's nothing better than a man... proclaiming themselves to be the best, who literally didn't fail. Like, he's a failure.
I'm the king.
They clearly both are being like, they discuss how the reason they each need to win, like Kaiba needs to win to save Mokuba, Yugi needs to save for his grandpa. And it's like, you guys didn't occur to you to just stop doing this and just force your way into the castle at this point? Like, you're both clearly. You're on victims. The same side. Like, or let's just have Yugi, drop this like, facade and just start karate chopping people. Like, I don't understand.
Just have Yugi agree to free your brother. And even while he's, like, killing him, at the end, he's like, too bad for your grandpa, who's forever stuck on CNN now.
Yeah, Kaiba literally shit talks Yugi and be like, you were too weak to save your grandpa, unlike me. I'm strong and we'll save my brother. It's like, bitch, you were gonna lose. You lost the duel, Kaiba. This is the dustiest finish I ever fucking saw. This is the Dominion main event, and we had Bullet Club bullshit in my goddamn New Japan. I've had enough of it.
Anyway, you cried in front of Bandit Keith.
Bandit Keith.
Oh my god. Yeah, and so Yugi goes back to normal, and that's like finally they have a discussion where he's like, there's a monster, there's a man inside of me.
He's 5,000 years old.
Finally, like, opening up about his psychotic breaks, and then...
He built the pyramids with slave labor.
He keeps telling me to get slaves.
And then Bakura shows up, he's like, Yugi's like me. And everyone's like, shut up, Bakura. Then Bandit Keith's like, wow, I can't believe Yugi threw the duel. Whoever heard of a duelist throwing a duel? It's like, bro, you got lost to a child.
Yeah, you lost and then beat up a child with your bare
hands. You beat up some kids for some star chips. And Yugi, through tears in his eyes, I guess, as he lines up this last duel, he on his hands and knees.
I just have to say about Bandit Keith, you would not be able to pull off a move like that against him. If Bandit Keith was going to beat you, that would absolutely just still
Bandit
happen.
Keith, I'm going to kill myself. He's like, say less.
Bandit Keith, I'm very sad.
I was going to kill you anyway after the duel.
He was like, I know you're sad, bitch. Let me give you
I'll never
hand.
Have a girlfriend. I'm so sad.
Yugi proclaims to the... Now, you could hear the sound of no one believing this. I will never duel again, said Yugi Moto, the protagonist of Yu-Gi-Oh!, the show about children's cartoons.
Yeah, it just becomes Megan's hour after this. It's just like she's learning how to dance and stuff.
they like let Megan in the writer's room for this episode and cranked out this bullshit.
I think Bakura was trying to angle for him to be the lead character, and then he's like, oh, Yugi's quitting. I'm kind of like him. Let me be the lead. And everyone's like, shut up, Bakura.
Shut up, Bakura.
Then Taya cuts a babyface promo on Kaiba. I mean, depending on your perspective, maybe this is either Megan's best moment or just
so
cringe.
She goes to be like, you have nothing, and Yugi has friends, and he's more of a man you'll ever be. But it's like, Kaiba's literally fighting to save his little brother. It's like, that's someone right out the gate that he's living for.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It's true.
But he's mean.
He was mean. He was, Kaiba was like, I know he never been like a good guy yet, but he was exceptionally mean spirited for a guy who lost a duel and then played the victim to win
no
the
honor.
Duel. Yeah. He's the world champion. Anyway, then Kaiba gets into the inner sanctum, and that's the end of episode 24 of Yu-Gi-Oh! What do we think about it? Katie Rose Leon. Make it make sense.
It really made no fucking sense, but I mean the fucking plot point that Kaiba's like, I'll fucking kill myself was so fucking funny.
One of my favorite moves in any anime I've ever seen, probably.
Like, I remember
that
this.
Alone made this episode legendary. I have never seen like a tournament kind of battle monster show where it's like, what if I just fucking died?
If I disappeared like, tomorrow, no one would care.
Like, so funny. And it
Evan Hansen music plays afterwards.
I can't tell if like I hate this or I love it because it's like so horrible, but it's like in all the right ways. I'll give it 4 out of 7. Fuck it. Like, I was so angry and confused the whole time, but it was also just like, yeah, all right, we're just giving up on this being a card game. That's fine. Like, I liked it better than that board game shit. I'll say that much.
Yeah, that's true. At least it was the same game. I appreciate that.
Alex Patak, your thoughts on Yu-Gi-Oh! 24?
Yeah, I would be lying if I said this was anything but a perfect episode of anime. 7 out of 7.
Oh my god! You're mentally ill.
I already loved it when they added Amiibo, and then they did something even funnier. It was way better. So good.
You know what, Alex? I'm going to join you in the loony bin because I got to tell you, between the Blue Eyes Ultimate, Infinite Karibos, the fucking what's the name of this card that even Kaiba didn't know? The Living Arrow.
The Living Arrow.
What's a Living Arrow? None of us know.
It's the arrow from JoJo. It's the crossover event.
Yeah. And fucking Kaiba going, I'm gonna kill myself, and then Yami being like, I'm still kill him. I'm gonna go with a hearty 7 out of 7
track.
It does not get better than this.
Peak of Yu-Gi-Oh, baby.
I'm gonna summon the Eternal Dragon. I guess Lawson will make some wishes.
Give me more episodes like this, baby.
Let's go.
Alright, Shenron.
I'm so fucking sad.
Oh shit, it's suicidal Shenron.
Why are you so sad,
Shenron?
You're right, they just.
Shenron,
I
you
don't
have so much.
I don't want to talk to anyone.
Oh, you have eternal life, Shenron, though. I don't know what to tell
you. Katie, you may have noticed I'm wearing all black today.
Oh, you're very goth now.
Wearing a big t-shirt that doesn't fit my dragon body.
Shenron, I'm here for you to talk to whenever you need. But in the meantime, can Lawson have some wishes?
Yeah, you can talk to me or you can talk to some trash on the ground.
No, those are Shenron, as good as me. No, Shenron, you have value. You have worth.
No, I'm trash. I'm dragon trash.
No, Shenron, you're a beautiful dragon.
You're a beautiful long dragon.
Take me out to the dragon curve and lead me for the dragon men.
No, you're a beautiful Asian, Chinese, green serpent dragon.
nobody loves me.
Who, are you gonna give us some wish? Fucking wishes?
You sound like my dad.
Do I make a wish? How does this take work?
You might as well make a wish.
Oh, I have a wish that I would fall down in a pool when I'm sleepy.
Shut the fuck up, Shenron. Nobody cares. You're always threatening. Everyone knows you'll live forever.
Like when my mom took away the big trampoline in our yard because she said insurance wouldn't cover it, even though it wasn't a problem for years.
I wish with all my heart to fly with dragons and
Yeah, if instead of that, I came down to where you are, because I was dead.
Can you end COVID? Can you just cut that shit out? And just, like, cut it out? Hey, Shenron?
Maybe a better dragon could.
Cut out. Just stop COVID.
Stop COVID. That's the wish.
Stop it.
All right, I am at work, so I will stop it, but...
Stop it. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, please, and thank you.
Thank you, Shenron.
Thank you, Shenron. Love you, buddy.
Do you...
Yes!
Yes! Jesus!
Yes, we love you! Stop being so funny, Shenron!
Stop
Jesus!
Stop questioning it!
You didn't come to paintball for my birthday!
Because of COVID, Shenron, but now it should be fun!
Now it's over!
I took care of that now!
Alright, next time I'll come to the paintball thing. Okay?
If you're invited still. It might just be me and Baronga.
Leave. We're gonna go hang out.
I'm gonna leave out of my car at a fast speed. Dragon car.
I fucking dare you.
Don't do it.
Do it, bitch. Do it right now.
Do it, pussy, you won't.
I hate you guys, and I'm driving away.
Bye.
I fucking love that guy. He's cool.
Yeah, I love him. I just wish he would take a compliment. Jesus.
Yeah, seriously. God.
Fuck. These
people nowadays.
So annoying.
Should we reach out to him?
We need to
call. Alex, thank you for being silent in the corner during all of that.
Conflict makes me uncomfortable.
Oh, okay.
It's all right. He was calling in a welfare check on him.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right. Well,
that's been great. That was a thing.
It's been great.
What a Yugi, what a duel. Hey.
Yeah.
Enjoy this song.
It's hard to wake up when the shades have been pulled shut. This house is haunted, it's so pathetic, it makes no sense at all. I'm ripe with things to say, the words rot and fall away. What stupid poem could fix this home? I'd read it every day. What he wants and it's what she wants.